So we're not going to stay long, but listen, I want to ask you to turn to Proverbs chapter 4. We're going to look at some scriptures there in Proverbs chapter 4. And today the Lord is speaking unto us about staying focused on where God is taking you. Staying focused on where God is taking you. I want you to know that God is taking you places.
Amen.
Amen. God is taking you places. And He wants you to stay focused on where He's taking you. Because if you don't stay focused on where God is taking you, you'll never get there. And so it's imperative for us, amen, to understand, first of all, that God is taking us places.
Amen.
And then we got to stay focused on the places that God is taking us to.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Oh, the places you'll go.
Amen.
Y'all don't know that.
Yeah.
Y'all don't know that, folks. Oh, the places you'll go. Amen. When you stay with God, all the places you'll go. Amen.
Amen.
God has some great places for us. Amen. Some great things for us to accomplish on this side of glory. But we got to stay focused on it. Amen.
Amen.
God's going to help us today. We're in Proverbs chapter 4. Let's look at verse 20. We're going to read down to verse number 27. It says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil."
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Where God is talking to us today about staying focused on where God is taking you. And here, Solomon in Proverbs chapter 4 sets the course, and he starts with the Word of God. Amen. "My son, attend to my words." And we're about to look at this in a little bit more detail in a moment. "My son, attend to my words. Keep them in front of your eyes. Don't let them depart from your eyes," and all those things. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. And in verse 25, 26, and 27, he implores us to look right on, look straight ahead, to ponder the path that we're walking on. He said that we shouldn't turn to the right nor to the left, but we should keep moving straight ahead. It's a call for us to be focused on where God is taking us. Amen. And don't get distracted by things going on in your life.
Amen.
That's what God wants to talk to us today about, because see, the devil is a great distractor.
Yeah.
He loves to distract people.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to distract people of God. But he's not distracting us.
Amen.
Because we're staying focused on where God is taking us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we're going to get even more from God, more strength from God, more wisdom from God, more guidance from God, as we incline our ear to His voice. But let's pray first, and then we'll come back to the scriptures. Father, we give you praise and thanks and glory and honor right now, simply because you're worthy.
Yes.
You are a worthy God, and Father, we're privileged to be called your people. We're thankful to be here today, God. We're thankful, oh God, to get words of life.
Yes.
We need you, Lord.
Yes.
We need you to speak. We need you, God, to show yourself strong. We are needy people.
Yes.
But Father, we are so thankful that you are a loving and giving God. So, Father, we believe that we come before you in faith, believing in the midst of our need, that you, God, shall show yourself strong, answer prayers and do miracles.
Yes.
Father, we ask you now, God, to speak a word to set the captive free in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak a word, O God, that will fill us with revelation, fill us with hope. Speak a word, O God, that will increase our faith,
yes,
that we may receive even more from you, God,
yes,
for what you want to give us. So, Father, we thank you right now that as you speak unto us, the Holy Spirit, O God, takes us deeper and deeper into the truth.
Yes, Father.
And, Father, you made a promise that the truth would make us free. And so, Father God, we thank you for freedom. We thank you, God, that nothing is holding us back. And we go forward in you by faith right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we just read Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 27. And again, we're focused today, amen, on what God is saying to us. And that is staying focused on where God is taking you. Amen.
Amen.
God is taking me places.
Amen.
Amen. Let that be something you remind yourself of from time to time. Amen. I'm not in a rut. I'm not in the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm not going backwards. I'm not moving to the side and just drifting like driftwood.
Yes.
I am on a course with destiny. Amen.
Yes.
God is taking me places. God said he saw me before I even came forth. When I was in my mother's womb, he saw me.
Yes.
And he ordained me and he sanctified me to do some things in the earth. God is taking me places. And he's taking me places that he had ordained before I got here. How many of you believe that? Amen. That God is taking you places. Amen. You will never be stuck in a rut if you keep walking with God.
Mm.
Amen? You'll always experience new. And you'll always encounter challenges that you will overcome. Things that will build your character and strengthen your faith,
yes,
as you walk with God. Why? Because he's taking you places. Amen?
Yes.
And the thing I love about God, he made a promise. Everywhere your feet shall tread.
Yes.
Belongs unto you. So you're never going into any place that doesn't already belong to you, because Jesus has already given you the victory.
Amen.
So we praise God. I'm going places. Because God is taking me places.
Amen.
All the places I will go if I just keep following God. Amen. Amen. And so God says here in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, again, just to reiterate quickly, amen, that we need to keep his word in front of us. Amen. Attend to my word. Pay attention to them. Amen. Incline your ear. Listen to what God is saying. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep yourself before the word of God every day, reading that word. Amen. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. Hide that word deep within your heart that you might not sin against him. Amen. And it says this, the words of God are life to those that find them. Amen. You got to find them. That means you got to seek them out. But if you do, what a reward. Amen. That they are life unto you and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen. Amen. And then lastly, he says here, put away from you a froward mouth. We don't use the word froward too much. But we're talking about a word, as it says in Amplified, a dishonest mouth, dishonest speech.
Mm-hmm.
What's dishonest? It's dishonest to say anything that God's not saying.
Wow.
Amen? We think of dishonesty as being, oh, I told a lie. Here's a better thing for dishonesty. Saying anything that God's not saying.
Mm. Wow.
Saying I won't win is dishonest. Amen. That's dishonest. Because God already said you are winning. God already said you are overcome. So we say what God says.
Okay.
Amen. And we don't put anything else, we put it far away from us. That's what verse 24 says. But I want to focus here on verses 25, 26, 27. But it says here in verse 25, let your eyes look right on. Amplified says, let your eyes look right on with fixed purpose. In other words, where God is taking you, the things that God is speaking unto you, focus on them and become laser sharp with it. Amen?
Amen.
Keep your eyes on what God is saying, what God is doing, where God is leading you. Don't worry about other things, but keep your eyes on God. It says, let your gaze, let your eyelids look straight before you. Jesus, when it was just about time for him to go to the cross, it said that his face was set like flint toward Jerusalem. Amen? Amen. He was not looking to the left or to the right, but he was looking straight ahead. There needs to be a time when we have that kind of focus. Amen?
Amen.
We look straight ahead. Ponder the path of your feet. Let all your ways be established. Amen. And then 27 says this, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Turn not. If you walk in this way, don't be looking to the left, don't be looking to the right. And see, this is the thing, we're in this race that we have, the devil loves for us to be looking around that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us to look around, and here's another thing, he loves us to look back.
Yes, he does.
Yes, always.
Remember you were a kid, you used to have races?
Yeah.
I mean, we used to really race.
Yeah.
Right. We didn't race with remote controls on the TV screen. We used to be outside, didn't have much to do.
Right.
And sometimes, like, you want to race?
Yep.
Okay, let's race. Yep. You know, and then you have stuff like on your mark, get set, yep. Go. Remember, right?
Sorry.
On your mark, get set, go! Mm-hmm. And you start running. One of the things, if you ever run before, yep, or been in a race before, you should know something. When you start looking to the left or to the right to see who's trying to get close to you, you slow down.
Yes,
you
do.
Amen.
You slow down.
Yes, you do.
Hmm?
Yep.
And if you ever been running, you win it, and you start to look back,
yep.
Oh! You about to get caught.
Yes, yep, sir.
You cannot, glory to God, you cannot make progress.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As quickly, amen, looking to the side and looking behind you as you can when you are looking straight ahead. When your eye remains fixed on the finish line,
yeah,
and on the goal.
Amen.
When your eyes stay fixed, you will make more progress. When you start looking around, you're going to slow down. When you start looking behind you, you're going to slow down. Those types of things are nothing but distractions that keep you from making the quick, sure progress,
yes,
that you otherwise would make. And it's no different with God. God is taking you places. But if you and I are going to start looking around to see what other folk are doing,
wow,
it's just going to slow us down from getting to where God's taking us. God is taking us places. But if we're going to stop and start looking behind us,
right?
Mm-hmm. Amen. It's going to keep us from getting to where God is taking us.
So true.
Some people have been taking so long to get to a place that God has ordained for them because they're too busy looking around and looking behind them.
Wow.
And God is saying, stay focused on where I'm taking.
Amen. That's right.
Wow. Amen. Stay focused on it. Forget those folk. Forget your neighbors on the side of you. Forget your co-workers, amen, who are doing certain things. Forget your past and the people that are back there. Forget all that stuff and just focus on where I'm taking you. Because otherwise, you will slow down your own progress.
Yes.
And the devil loves putting those things in your pathways and then saying to you, see.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? See, your co-worker got the raise.
Mm.
See? No, they're over there, to the left and to the right. God said, don't look at them.
Amen.
Hmm?
That's right. Amen.
See, your friends, they all get married. Don't look at them.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
See, They having kids. What's up with you and your husband? Don't look at them.
Amen.
See, they put in a swimming pool and just came on vacation to poop.
Don't look at them.
Don't look at them.
Amen. Amen.
We were taught a long time ago, amen, that you should never compare yourself to anybody, because in every comparison, there's a loser.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm? Because you either compare yourself to somebody and you think you're better than them,
right,
which means you get lifted up in pride, or you compare yourself to somebody else and think they're better than you. Mm-hmm. And now you feel inferior. Comparisons always end up in somebody being a loser. That's why God says don't compare. If you don't compare yourself to anybody, watch this. You're always the winner.
Amen.
Amen. I'm always the winner. Why? Because I'm only focused on what God is doing for me. And God has declared that I'm a winner. I'm more than a conqueror. I always triumph. And maybe somebody else on the left or the right of me has something more than me. Right?
Yes, sir.
But if I'm not caring about that, all I know is what God is giving me, and He's giving me victory after victory after victory after victory.
Amen.
And I don't compare my victories to anybody else's.
Right.
If my victory is a 10-speed bicycle, I care not that you drive a Jaguar.
That's right.
Because see, before the bicycle, I used to walk.
Mm.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Now that's my victory.
Yes, sir.
If my victory after that is I got a 10-year-old used car, I care not that you get a new car every 2 months. Do you understand?
Amen.
Amen. I'm not looking at you. Don't look to the side. Solomon says here in verse 27 of Proverbs 4, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Now realize something, amen. God likes this phrase. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. I'm going to ask you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5. It'll give us some encouragement on keeping our eyes forward. Amen. You know, a lot of people have gotten in trouble looking on to the side. Some people got kicked out of school because they couldn't resist the temptation of looking at the other person's paper. Right? Jesus told you, keep your eyes forward. So here you are, you look. Some of us got in trouble. So we were cheating off our neighbor's exam. Amen? I'm telling you, them sideways glances can get you in trouble. God is big, though, on us keeping our eyes forward. Why? Because it will allow us to keep our attention focused on Him and what He's doing in our lives.
Yeah.
And I want you to know there's nothing more important than what God is doing in your life
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's look at verse 32 of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 32, it says, ye shall observe to do therefore as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Comes back to God and His word and His commands. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. God said, listen, I'm speaking to you. And as I speak to you and I give you my commandments, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. And if you do that, He said what? You'll live. If you do that, it'll be well with you.
Yeah.
If you do that, you will not only live, but you'll live a long life.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, there's benefits to not looking to the left or to the right.
Yes.
God says right here, if you will keep focused on what I'm telling you to do, it's going to be good with you. Amen.
Amen.
Things will go well with you. Isn't that something? God's not saying if you develop more talent. God's not saying if you get more money. God's not saying if you get more education. God's not saying if you get more connections. Yeah. He said, if you would just not look to the left or the right and focus on what I'm telling you,
wow,
it will be well with you. I want things to be well with me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So you're going to have to pardon me if you're over here talking to me and and I just keep my attention focused. Amen?
Amen.
Because if I discern you're a distraction, I'm telling you right now, I'm not giving you the time of day, and I'm not going to feel bad about it.
Amen.
I learned that from a preacher, amen. Years back, I was reading Keith Moore. He was telling me that one time he was coming out of preaching, and he was with Kenneth Hagin, amen. And Kenneth Hagin was coming out, because he was assisting Kenneth Hagin, and the man came up to Kenneth Hagin and said something to him. And Kenneth Hagin looked at him and just kept on walking. And Keith Moore said he thought that was so rude. He said, didn't you hear the man saying? And he said he doesn't even remember what the man was saying, but when he later on at an appropriate time, he asked Pastor Hagin, he said, why did you just?
Mm-hmm.
He said, because that guy was just wasting my time.
Wow.
Because he didn't want to hear anything I had to say.
Wow.
And with no apologies. Let me tell you something, amen. If you know someone's a waste of time, you need to be able to cut them off and cut them loose and not feel bad about it.
Wow.
Amen.
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 Why? Because they're trying to get you to look to the left or to the right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. God's taking me places. Mm-hmm. Amen. And the only people that I want to talk to when I'm going places is other people who are going places.
Amen.
With God.
Right. Right.
And if you ain't going places with God, you really can't say but so much to me, amen?
Right.
Say but so much time I'm going to give to you.
Amen. Come on now.
Somebody don't even know God, they want to give me it back, want to speak into my life. You ain't know God.
That's right.
Wow.
You want to speak into my life. I ain't got time for you. I'm going places, amen? Why? Because if I keep my eyes forward, God said it will be well with me. And I will live. And when God understands something, when God says that you will live, don't think about just living as existing. That's not what God said. When God says you will live, that means you will have life. And what kind of life? The abundant life that Jesus came to give us.
Amen.
Amen. So that's one benefit of keeping our eyes forward. But there's more. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy 28. Should ring a bell for you, because the first 14 verses of Deuteronomy 28 are the blessings of God for those who obey His voice.
Yes.
From verse 15 to verse 68, a much larger sample, are the curses of God, amen, for those who don't want to obey. Let's look at a couple of the blessings, though, that make you feel better. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1, and it shall come to pass that you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Blessed shall thou be in the city, blessed shall thou be in the field, blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket in the store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. And blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. Amen.
Amen.
You keep reading. Number of blessings.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 14 verses. Amen. Amen. You shall be the head, not the tail, above only and not beneath. You shall be the lender, not the borrower. You just keep reading. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And God makes all these promises to those who hearken unto his voice.
Amen.
But let's look at verse number 14. This is the last verse of all these blessings. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
Mm-hmm.
So we see something here, amen, that the blessings of God that we will read about in these scriptures are linked to keeping our focus. Right? Because the last thing he says is that you're going to don't go aside from these things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look to the left or to the right. See, blessings of God come to those who can stay focused.
Amen.
Not only will things be well with you and you'll live a long life, but you'll be blessed of God in abundance.
Amen.
If you will just keep your eyes on Him, what He's doing, what He's saying, where He's taking you, and refuse to get caught up with what's going on around you.
Amen.
There are people, amen, in the body of Christ who are caught up in what the economy is doing. You're looking to the left or to the right. Somebody right now who's out of a job is focused on the unemployment rate and the statistics coming out of the Department of Labor.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Mm.
You're looking to the left or the right. You're a child of God. You don't have the testimony of the world.
Amen.
Just because they're unemployed don't mean you have to be unemployed. God's people, amen, have food and famine. God's people have light and darkness.
Yes. Amen.
It was dark all over Egypt. They said it was so dark you could feel it. That's dark.
Yes.
Yep. Amen. It's so dark you can feel it. But it said that in Goshen, in the people of God's house, there was light.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We don't have the world testimony. So who cares what the economy is doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. Why? Because I'm a part of God's economy. I'm a citizen of heaven. I got dual citizenship. I'm a citizen of the United States and I'm a citizen of heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And if my American citizenship is not giving me enough rights and benefits, then I'm going to get them from my Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
You talking like, I'm talking like somebody who knows who I belong to. Amen.
Amen.
I belong to God. So do you. But you see here, the blessings of God linked to our ability to keep our eyes focused. Amen. Don't look to the left or to the right, and you'll be blessed. Don't look to the left or to the right, and things will go well with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God is taking you places. Keep your eyes on Him. Let's look at a couple more things. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now he called Joshua to lead the people into the promised land. And in verse 6 he says, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou may observe to do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou may prosper wherever you go. So now we see another blessing of being able to stay focused on God. Amen. Not only will you live long and live well, not only will the blessings of God be upon you and come upon you and overtake you, but also now God says if you will keep focused, you'll prosper.
Right.
Yes.
You'll succeed.
Yes, sir. Amen.
There's so many benefits to keeping focused on what God's doing in your life. And each time God says, don't look to the left nor to the right. What's He saying? Don't be worried about what folks doing around you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'm not worried about what folks doing around me. Amen. You're not worried about what folks are doing around you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You may have some siblings and they're doing all well. Don't worry about that. Amen. Praise God for their success. But you just know, amen, that God has something for you.
Amen.
And if you just stay on the pathway with God, you're going to get there. Because if we keep focused, amen, things are going to go well for us, we're going to be blessed, and we shall prosper. No wonder the devil is trying to lure you off your track. Do you remember when Nehemiah was building the wall? And they kept trying to upset him, they were telling lies on him, they were threatening to go tell the king on him. They were making fun of him. And then finally, when they knew they couldn't stop, they tried to get him to come down off the wall. Remember that?
Yeah.
Why don't you come on down so we can talk? Distraction. Right?
Yeah.
What did Nehemiah say to them? He said, why should this great work stop while I come down to you? And see, that's what the devil's trying to get you to do. Amen. He's trying to get you to look to the left or the right. Why? Because God got you on a great path right now.
Amen.
Why should your great journey with God stop?
right.
So you can go talk to the devil. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, the devil's a lie. You talk to this. Amen. I will keep going with God, and I'm not stopping. Amen.
That's right.
I'm not stopping for you.
Amen.
Why? Because God has, if I keep my eyes focused on what God's doing for me, it's going to be well with me.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's enough for me to keep walking. If I keep myself focused, amen, I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to keep walking, amen. If I keep walking and not look to the left or the right, I'm going to prosper.
Yes, amen.
And I'm going to do it without reading even one of them books on BarnesandNoble.com telling me how many ways to prosper.
That's right.
How many, amen? Do all this and grow rich. No, no, I don't need to do all that stuff. All I need to do is keep myself focused on God. If I do that, there's a blessing in that. There's power in that. There's prosperity in my focus.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 23. This is toward the end of Joshua's life as he gives his final address to the children of Israel. And in verse 6, he said, "Be ye therefore very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, that ye turn not aside therefrom to the right hand nor to the left, that ye come not among these nations, these that remain among you, neither make mention of the name of their gods, nor cause to swear by them, neither serve them, nor bow yourselves unto them, but cleave unto the Lord your God, as ye have done unto this day." So here Joshua is saying, listen, if you keep your eyes focused on God, you will avoid getting caught up with the world.
Jesus.
That's what he's saying, amen. You won't get caught up with these other people who live around you and the God that they serve.
Amen.
See, if I keep looking straight ahead at God, I ain't got time for the world.
That's right.
I ain't got time for what people are trying to do, trying to tell me that's the way to have fun.
Amen.
That ain't the way to have fun. I'm walking with God.
Yes.
Many a marriage has been messed up because somebody thought that the way the world says that married people, do you know how the world can tell married people how to act? Like they're not married. They do.
Yeah.
Amen. No, but if I keep myself focused on God and I don't look at what the world is saying, amen, listen, I'm not going to get caught up in that stuff.
Right.
I'm not going to get caught up in the world way of thinking. Amen. The world will tell you what you must do in order to start your business.
Well, you're going to have a business plan, and you're going to have some financing, and you're going to have this much put away in the bank.
And most people start looking at that and go, I don't have none of that. And they stay in a dead-end job, even though God is calling them out to the next big thing.
Wow.
Yes.
Amen.
Exactly.
Wow. Amen.
That's the world's way of doing it. But if you're going to be looking to the left or to the right, Googling stuff.
Uh-oh.
Praise God for internet. But some of us need to stop Googling so much. Looking up the symptom.
Oh, Lord.
Doesn't make any sense. The doctor said you got something, so you go research. The better to know you, my dear. No, I don't need to know you, amen. If I keep focused on God.
Right.
It'll be help to all my flesh. Isn't that what it said in Proverbs chapter 4? If I focus on his word. But this world, amen. But we do that, and what Joshua was saying, you won't get tangled up in the folk around you. You won't get caught up in this world system. The world has a system, you know. But God has a better system.
Amen.
God's kingdom is better. God's kingdom is superior. And if we keep focused on kingdom living, we're better off. We won't get tangled into the things of this life. Amen? And so we see here that there's a benefit from not looking to the left or to the right. Amen? We'll live. We'll live long. Amen? Things will go well with us. Blessings come. Prosperity and success come. And we avoid getting tangled up with the way this world operates. Amen?
Amen.
Let people tell you that's not how things work. That's not how you can be successful at whatever it is you're trying. That's the world's way.
Amen.
You ain't bound by that.
Amen.
That's right.
Isn't it good to know you're not bound by that?
That's right. Amen.
See, there's some people right now scared to try to go do something because they don't have a high enough credit score. The world has credit score. God has grace. Huh? If the grace of God is on you, He'll get you the money.
Amen.
But see, if you get focused on credit score, you look into the left and to the right. Now, don't get me wrong. See, somebody, I'm not trying to say to you, just go out there and don't pay your bills. You understand what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that despite your efforts of doing things the right way, doing things the way God, listen, you still might find yourself because, listen, you may be overcoming years and years of wrongful living.
Amen.
Just because you got saved don't mean your credit score got resurrected. Because for the last 15, 20 years, your attitude of paying bills, well, let them catch you. That's the way you handled your money. Well, now you're saved, but guess what? You still got that track record.
Yep.
So I'm not talking about being irresponsible, amen? But what we're saying is that there are times where we may find ourselves for various reasons in a certain situation. But see, here's the thing. Don't look at your situation and think your way out of it is based on the way the world says you get out of it.
That's right. Amen.
It's the way God says you get out of it. And if God is leading you out, don't look to the left or to the right. Amen?
Amen.
Why? It'll go well with you. You'll be blessed. You'll prosper. And you won't get caught up in the way the world is doing things. Amen? Let's look at Psalm 119. I just want to look at one verse there, and that's verse 37. Psalm 119 and verse 37. Stay focused on where God's taking you, amen?
Yeah.
Oh, the places you'll go. God is taking you places, amen? He's taking me places. He's taking us places, amen? Psalm 119, 37. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Amen. In other words, God, turn my eyes away from looking at worthless stuff. And I'm telling you, amen, that stuff that's going on to the left or to the right of you has no value when it comes to what God's trying to do in your life. What your neighbors are doing, what your co-workers are doing, what the world is saying, what the economy and all those types of things, the world system, the world's procedures and all those things. Listen, that is not what's going to determine your destiny. Those things are worthless when God has already spoken something over your life. If God tells you He's going to give you a thing, then there's nothing in this world that can keep it back from it coming to pass in your life. The only thing is if you get distracted by thinking, whatever God told me now has to be measured by what's going on around me. No, it doesn't. It has to be measured by what's in front of you. And you keep walking with God and let Him lead you and guide you into the place He's bringing you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Stay focused on where God is taking you. So listen, we're not going to look to the left or to the right. Amen?
Amen.
We're not going to compare ourselves to anybody. We're not going to be concerned with how the world system operates, right? We're not going to be concerned about what people are saying about us, amen? But what? We're going to be focused on where God is taking us. The other thing, amen, we got to make sure we don't do, in addition to not looking to the left or to the right, is make sure you don't look behind you. Amen?
Amen.
Don't look behind you. Jesus was talking about, amen, the need to keep our eyes forward and not look behind, amen. And he said it this way. He just said it like this. He said, remember Lot's wife.
Yeah.
Amen. In Luke chapter 17, verse 32, he said, remember Lot's wife. Why? What happened to Lot's wife? We know she looked behind her. Amen. And we know that Lot's wife looked behind her. She turned into what? A pillar of salt. Amen. She turned into a pillar of salt because she looked behind her. What was behind her? Sodom and Gomorrah. What was going on behind her? God was destroying it.
Yep.
Who was back there? Her friends. Who was back there? Her former life. And what did she do? Here God, by the hand of angels, leading her to a new life. And she stopped and look back. And what happened to her? She got stuck. Right? Because she gave a pillow of salt and never moved again.
Yes. Amen.
Don't look back. If God is taking you forward and He's bringing you somewhere, don't look back.
Amen.
There are a lot of people, just like Lot's wife, who've gotten stuck on their pathway to their destiny because they're too busy focusing on what's behind them.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody this past week, and he asked me, he said, "How long did you work for the baseball players?" And I said, 10 years. He said, "You still miss it?" I said, "No." I said, "There was a time where I did, because you do anything for 10 years, your body clock,
right,
sort of, and baseball seasonal, right? The same thing happens every year, right? Just like football season. Anything that's a season like that, right?
Right.
It starts, training camp starts off, the season starts off, the playoffs are this time, right? It's a cycle.
Right.
You do that for 10 years, you start to think, why am I supposed to be doing that?
Right.
Right? So it took a while to get that out of me. But once it got out of me, guess what? Brother, but listen, I wasn't looking back when I left, but I still had to get that out of me.
Right.
But how many of you know, if I'm looking back at that and longing for that, then I can't go where God's taking me.
Okay.
Amen? You can't long for the stuff that God has. And watch this. I'm telling you this right now. Glory to God. Whatever you set your eyes on, you're attracted to it for some reason.
Wow.
Otherwise, you ain't looking.
Right.
That's right.
It's just common sense. You're not looking.
Right. Right.
Do you know that not everybody's like you?
Mm-hmm.
Not you, but you. Not everybody's like you.
Amen.
Amen.
See, you can't walk past the bakery without. But there are some people who don't like sweets, don't like cake, don't like none of that stuff. Guess what? The bakery can have the biggest display they want. That person's going to walk by just like this. Because they ain't interested. You only look at what you're interested in. Uh-oh, husband. Ha! That's why my wife said to you, "What are you looking at? What are you looking at?" Husband tried that old trick. He told his wife, he sees a woman walking that way, and all of a sudden he's going to go like this. Because he's preparing. Joe Baker laughing. He know what I'm talking about. Because he's preparing. He know that pretty soon the girl will walk this way. And I'm already looking this way, honey. I am looking at her. I'm already looking this way. That's that planned look. Plans in advance. Reposition yourself. Oh, glory to God. The bottom line is, you don't look at anything you're not interested in. Right?
Amen.
Who watches a television show they're not interested in? Voluntarily.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, if your wife got the remote. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Amen.
So we got to be careful, because see when Lot's wife looked back, that's because she was interested in what was going on back then.
Right.
You will know when you are separated from your path when you stop looking back.
Amen.
You'll know now that thing has no attraction for you anymore.
Wow.
I'm not interested in it anymore. People can bring it up, and you go, "Why are you trying to go back there? I've done moved on."
That's right. That's right.
Amen. But if you look back, amen, you look back, you might get stuck. Satchel Paige, old Negro League ball player, he was famous for a saying that said, "Don't look back, something might be gaining on you."
Mm.
Wow.
I don't know what that means exactly. It sounds good, but I know this. If you look back and you start losing your progress, yeah, people are going to be gaining on you. You know who's going to be gaining on you? The people who ain't looking back.
Mm.
The people who are looking straight ahead.
Right.
The people who are continuing to make steady progress with God.
Right.
There are a whole lot of people on the side of the road, amen, busy looking back. God has saved you and brought you out. You're still looking back at the world you came from. Meanwhile, those who are going straight ahead with God, saying, I'm going all the way, no turning back, I'm going all the way, guess what? They're making more progress. And pretty soon they're going past those who've been in the kingdom a whole lot longer.
Right.
Amen.
It ain't how long you've been saved, it's how obedient you are and how focused you are on where God is saving you.
Amen.
Amen. You can make as much progress as you want if you keep yourself focused on God. Don't look back. Amen. Let's look at what Jesus said. Remember, he said, remember last week. Let's look at Luke chapter 9. Luke 9. Jesus was talking about discipleship. And I'm going to read from verse 57. As you get there, I'll just start reading from verse 57, Luke chapter 9. It says, then it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
See what Jesus said? He said, listen, if you want to put your hand to the plow and you are now working in the vineyard of God,
mm-hmm.
and you want to start looking back, he said, you ain't fit for this.
Yeah.
You're not suitable. You're not usable. Jesus had no use for that, amen.
Wow.
Why? Because we have to make up our mind. Either we're going forward with God or we're not.
Amen.
And it can't be this dual allegiance of I'm going forward with God, but I'm still looking back on the life I used to have. No. No man. If you put your hand to the plow, keep looking forward, amen.
Amen.
Stay focused on where God is taking you. Amen. Because why? Because God is taking you places. And can I say this? To make it real simple. The places God are taking you, or the places God is taking you, those places far more better than anything you had in the battle.
That's right.
In your life. Amen. How do you know that? Well, see, a lot of people talk about the good old days. If you look in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10, it says, do not say in your heart or long for the good old days. It says, such things are not wise. God himself says, we should not be saying things about the good old days. It's a lie, amen. Because if you're walking with God, your days with him and the days that he ahead of you are far better than anything behind you, amen. But we got to stay focused. And Jesus says here, if you put your hand to the plow, but you look back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
I want to read in your hearing, amen, Mark chapter 10, 29 and 30. In verse 28, Peter said to Jesus, amen, he says, and this is after Jesus was saying how it was so hard for a rich man to get into the kingdom of God. And Peter said to him, Lord, we have left all and have followed thee. And in verse 29, Jesus says this in Mark chapter 10. Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake, and the gospel's. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions. Don't leave that far out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world to come, eternal life. What's Jesus saying? See, there's some stuff behind you
mm-hmm.
that you care about.
Right.
People, places, things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus said, there's nobody who's left that behind for my sake Watch what he says in verse 30. But shall receive a hundredfold when? Now. In this time. He said, I'll give you more. Right? What? If you stay focused on where I'm taking you. You left behind all that good stuff, but I'm bringing you to better stuff. Amen. And you'll get more now in this time. And in the life to come, you'll get eternal life. What's he saying? Stop looking back. Stop looking back. Our confession today, which comes out of Philippians 3:13-14, where Paul says, I don't count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What's he saying? What was he saying I'm forgetting? Remember what he said? He said, I'm pure stock of Israel. I come from the tribe of Benjamin. Right? I'm a Pharisee of the Pharisees, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. I persecuted the church. He was going to do all his credentials. And what did he say at the end? He said, I count them as dung so I can get the excellency of Christ.
Yeah.
Right? He said, I got a lot of good stuff in my background. And I don't care about any of it. Why? I'm going forward.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. Yeah, you had a good job. And God bring you on? Forget that good job.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Yeah, you had a better house than you have now. Right now you live in an apartment. You used to have a 4-bedroom house. Forget that house. You keep going forward with God. There may be some good things behind you. Not everything behind you is bad, you know.
Right.
There's some good stuff you need to forget about, too.
Right.
People sitting around reminiscing those times. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, there may be a time for that, but I'm telling you this right now. Don't long for that stuff thinking that was the good old days. Reminisce quickly, move on, get back to the present, and go on to your future. Because God is taking you places. Amen. So the thing is this, we don't want to get caught up looking behind us. We don't want to get caught looking to the side of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to the left nor to the right. I'm not looking at that. I'm not looking. Amen. Why? Because God is taking me places.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not looking behind me. Why? Because I remember Lot's wife. I ain't getting stuck. Do you know Lot's wife was on her way to deliverance? God has sent angels to deliver Lot and his family from that wicked town. And in the middle of her deliverance, she got stuck. Why? Because she looked back.
Yeah.
Don't listen, that's a sad tale right there. If God is delivering you from something, you keep going with him. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You turn back, God said, Jesus himself said, you ain't fit for the kingdom of God. I want to show myself fit for the kingdom of God. You know what that's going to take? Keeping my eyes forward. I ain't worried about you. Right? Listen, let me tell you something, amen. Somebody here, you made mistakes. You made some mistakes. Plural. So what? There's more inside of you. Amen? You keep going forward. Yeah, you messed up. Devil, keep in mind you messed up. Tell the devil, you stupid, amen. You know how many mistakes I got inside me? Why do you keep focusing on that one? I ain't worried about that one. I'm moving forward with God.
Amen.
Sorry. He is though, amen.
Right.
I'm going forward with God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm staying focused on it. Why? So that I can live and things will go well with me. So I can be blessed. So I can be prosperous. So I don't get caught up in the way this world works. So I can show Jesus that I'm fit for the kingdom of God. Amen. That I can receive the more that Jesus wants to give me now in this time, plus in the world to come, eternal life. I want to keep focused with God. I'm keeping my eyes and pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not turning back.
Amen.
The writer of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. How are you going to look unto Jesus if you look into the side and you're looking behind you? Because the last time I checked, shepherds walk out front.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So if your shepherd is walking in front of you, how are you going to be looking to the left or to the right or looking behind you? No wonder you're stubbing your toe. No wonder you're walking into light posts. No wonder you run walking into doors and stuff.
Amen.
We're going to keep looking forward. Amen.
Amen.
I want you, amen, to later on, amen, look at 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 19 through 21. There you'll see something. There you will see when Elijah meets Elisha. And Elijah takes his cloak from off of him and throws it on Elisha. And at the time, Elisha, the Bible says, was in a field plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. Now, you got to understand something. 12 yoke of oxen. That's a whole lot of plowing and a whole lot of field. You have one ox who's pulling the plow and you just keep going behind it. There were 12 yoke of oxen. 12. That means that was a big field that was being plowed. Elijah must have had some money. And Elijah comes and throws his cloak on him. And his cloak or his mantle was symbolic of his anointing as the man of God. And Elisha knew it when it falls on him. And he stops plowing and he runs over to Elijah and says, wait a minute, let me just go take care of a couple of things. And Elijah says something interesting to him. He says, go on back. What is it that I've done to thee? That sounds like a funny thing, but listen to what he's saying, because the King James says, what is it that I've done to thee? You know what he was saying? Go on back. What is it? In other words, go think about what I've just done to you. In other words, don't get excited about it. Think about it. Why? Because I just put my mantle on you to be the next man of God. But you have to be committed to that call that's on your life. Go back and think about it. What is it I have done to thee? And Elisha went back. And the Bible tells us, amen, that what he did was that he sacrificed the oxen.
Yes.
He used all the wood to build an altar. And he fed the entire town with the meat from the oxen. Mm-hmm. What was he doing? He destroyed the instruments of his vocation. Because he was saying, through his deeds, I'm sold out for God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I'm sold out for God. If he would have kept his oxen and still tried to go that way, what was he saying? Well, just in case this whole man of God thing don't work out, I gotta have something to fall back on. Can I just say this, glory to God? Be careful about your plan B's.
Wow.
Huh? Because your plan B just may be evidence that you ain't believing God. That's what your B stands for. Not believing. Be careful about your plan B. Because if he had kept his oxen, that would have been his plan B. Just in case this whole prophet thing don't work. But he totally sold out for God, amen? And what happened to him? He got a double portion of Elijah the Lord, right? There's something that happens when you just become focused on what God is calling you to, and you leave behind everything else, and you're not concerned left and right behind you, but you just keep walking with God, amen? I want you to be encouraged today, amen? God is taking you places. Wake up in the morning when you get dressed. I know you're going to work, but still say to yourself, as you get in the mirror, right before you leave, God's taking me places.
Yes.
And then go about your day.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen?
And then let him take you where he's taking you. Amen.
Amen.
But you are not staying where you are. You go with God, you're going upward, you're going onward. Amen? You're going to places of promotion and prosperity. You're going to places of increase and abundance. That's where God's taking you. But you got to know that. But you got to say that because of that, I ain't, Lord, I ain't got time for these folk. I'm keeping my eyes straight ahead with God. Amen? I want to encourage you today, amen, to stay focused, amen. Stay focused. Why? Because God is taking you places. Amen? And there's so many benefits of keeping our eyes straight on God and not getting caught up in all this stuff around us. Amen.
Amen. What about folk? People telling you your biological clock is ticking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll tell you all kinds of thoughts. Just listen to what God is saying to you. And you follow Him.
Yeah.
And He'll lead you to that place. How many of you believe that?
Amen.
And that's what I'm doing. That's what you're going to do. Amen. Let's raise rest on our feet. Let's pray today. Amen. God, you're taking us places.
Yes.
Amen. God, we thank you that you're taking us places.
Yes.
Glory to God. You're taking us places, God.
Yes.
You're taking us places that we've never seen before.
Yes.
You're taking us places, oh God, that we've never visited before. You are taking us to places that we haven't even thought about before.
Yes.
God, you have great things in store for your people. You are taking us places.
Yes.
We're not stuck, God. We're not in a rut. We're not in a routine. We're in newness of life. You're taking us places,
yes.
God. And Father, we thank you for all of the places that you're taking us, oh God. We're thanking you, God, now for the doors that are being opened before us. You are taking us places. We thank you, God, for the road that you have paved before us, roads that are smooth and straight. You're taking us places, oh God. You're taking us to that place of destiny. You're taking us to that place of promise that we know in our spirit, but sometimes are afraid to articulate. Father, you're taking us places.
Yes.
Places, oh God, where you have given us glimpses of the vision. You've given us snippets of the dream.
Yes.
But God, we know that it's all about to come together because
yes.
you're taking us places,
yes.
oh God.
Yes.
Father, you're taking us to those places, God, that we have longed for. You're taking us to those places that we have prayed for. You're taking us to those places that we have fasted for and are believing on you for. God, we believe that you are taking us places. And because you're taking us places, God, we want to go. I want to go with you, God.
Yes.
We want to go with you, God.
Yes.
We want to arrive at each and every place
yes,
yes. to which you're taking us. And so, God, we're committed to you. We're keeping you in front of us.
Yes.
We will not look to the left nor to the right. We won't get caught up with the things going on around us.
Yes.
We refuse to look back.
Yes, sir.
But our eyes are stayed on you.
Yes, sir.
And we are following you. We are committed to you, God. And we believe, God, that we shall arrive at our place of destiny.
Yes.
And we give you the praise for it in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for every place that you have mapped out for
yes,
us. I thank you that the root has been claimed.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I thank you, God, that provision has been made available.
Thank you, God.
That along the journey, we will have more than enough.
Yes.
I thank you, God, glory to God, that you have set it all up
yes,
for us to succeed.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you, God, for taking us places. And Father, we are focused on what it is that you're doing
yes.
in our lives and on nothing else.
Yes.
Because we want to be and do all the things you've called us to be and do.
Yes, Father.
That we may fulfill the wonderful call of God
yes, sir.
On our lives.
Yes, Jesus.
So Father God, we thank you right now. We are filled with faith. We are filled with excitement right now, God. Hallelujah. Our bags are packed.
Yes.
Glory to God. Our bags are packed.
Yes.
We're bringing all those things that you tell us to bring.
Yes.
And we hear you saying in the Spirit, pack lightly.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Father, we're going.
Yes.
We're going with you.
Yes.
Our eyes and our face set like flint. that we may come to the place that you have set aside for us at this very hour.
Yes.
God, we give you praise and we give you thanks. Oh, the places we will go,
yes,
as we follow God and stay focused on you. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
What a moment you have brought me to such a freedom I have found in you. You're the healer. You make all things new. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not going back, moving ahead. Here to declare to you, my past is over in you. All things are made new. Surrendering my life to Christ, I'm moving.